Okay. This part that we can miss anyway, because this part is basically this brief. Yes, a brief sikum. When the Gemara says on Lamed Amud Beis, Gemara says both a son, both a son and a daughter are chayiv in mitzvahs kibbul aveim, mitzvahs murah aveim. But we learn out from the psukim that a daughter, as long as she's married, she's pater. If she's single, she's chai. But if she's married, she's pater. Why? Because when she's married, she's busy taking care of her husband, her family, so she can't be chai in the midst of taking care of her parents. If she got divorced, she'll be chai again. That's how it works. So we were medayik in a few Rishonim. Rashi's the most, Rashi right on the spot. If you look at different Maskon, it's Garsha. See Rashi Nizgarsha on Lamed Beis. Turn the towards the bottom. Nizgarsha Mibayla, when she get divorced, then she becomes like her brother. The mitzvah is kibbut, the mitzvah of kibbut. So we were medayik. Rashi specifically says the mitzvah of kibbut, not the mitzvah of moira, not the mitzvah of yira. Why? So we medayik that in Rashi, in the Ran, in the Rambam, they all seem to say that. Why? So the truth is, the Re'im on Chumash tells us why. The Re'im on Chumash, on this Pasuk, Rashi says on the Pasuk, Rashi brings this Gemara, and the Re'im says, this differentiation between being married and not married is only applicable to Kavod. Why? Because Kavod, what's the mitzvah of Kavod? So the Braisa says later on, the mitzvah of Kavod is to feed them, to give them to drink, to clothe them. Okay, so that we understand. If you're feeding your family, you can't be feeding your parents at the same time. We understand why when an Isha is married, she won't be chayim. But Moira, what's Moira? Don't sit in his seat. Don't go against his words. Yeah. Okay. So those things, what, just because you're married, now you could sit in his seat? Well, why should that be? Why should you be putter from here just because you're married? So don't sit in his seat. And be married. What is that a steer? Is that a contradiction? So the Re'im says we understand that it's only on Kavod. Rav Yochanan Mishul Perlau has a whole long discourse, but he basically ends up saying because of certain rayas that he has that it's not so. That even in the midst of Yira, there is a distinction between being married and not being married. That even in the midst of Yira, when you're married, you're potter. Why? Why should that be? So he says, because if the father requests a food, and she can't do it because she has to go feed her husband, that itself is a bit of Mrs. Yira. Because if he says to do something, and you don't do it, besides the fact that you're not doing COVID, that's also called not doing Yira. Because even though the Braisa only says certain ones, the Braisa says stand in his place, that's Yira. Sitting in his, not standing in his place, not sitting in his place, that's Yira. Not going against his words, that's Yira. So even though not fulfilling his request is not on that list, he says still, either because the Braisa did not mention every single case, just giving examples, or maybe not fulfilling his request is included in Lo Yisoyser Estevarov. Not going against his word. Maybe that's cold, going against his word. He has to debate, you know, cook him a chicken. And you can't because your husband wants you to cook him a chicken. So he says, that's Yira also. So the Ptor of an Isha, when she's married, is not only a Ptor from Mitzvah's Kavod, it's also a Ptor from Mitzvah's Yira. That's how he comes out.
So why is that? Why would that be like only when they flash? They don't flash, she's towards the Mitzvah's Yira.
Yeah, but as long as it's Rosh Hashanah, yeah, so that's it. That's what people were asking. If her husband went on a business trip for 6 months and she has no chiyuvim at home, so shouldn't she be chayiv now? Could be. Could be. Although I'm not sure. It could be once the pasuk paters her, it's a general ptur. Meaning you can't split it up. It could be once the Torah says, b'makom sheyesh reshus b'aylo aleho. She's pater, so then that means only she's married. I'm not sure. You know, yeah, I could hear both ways. I don't know. I don't know. But fine, Akoponim, when it is a stira, she's potter. But he's saying that that extends in the midst of Yira also, she's potter from. So we left off last time was, you know, his rayas are mamish beautiful, and his whole, the way he builds it up is mamish beautiful. But what we said last time was, it seems to be going against all the Rishonim that we saw, which is a Rashi, a Rambam, a Ran, and a Re'im who says it explicitly that this Svara applies. That this Svara does not apply to Moira. He's saying it does apply to Moira. So what I left off last time was, could we possibly find the Rishon for him to be Soymech on himself on? He didn't say that. He brought this down, this Re'im on Chumash, in Parshas Kedoshim, and he argued on it. Is there possibly a Rishon that's mashma like he wants to say? So that's why I told you yesterday to look at this Tosfos. If you look at Lamed Daven Amud Beis, Adkan. That was the 5-minute summary. Yeah, I'm gonna test you on it. So look at this Tosfos now for a minute. This sugya of Lamed Daven Amud Beis and Lamed Hei Amud Aleph is a sugya of where we learn out that an ishus is part of a mitzvah man grama and chayiv a mitzvah loy as man grama. That's the issue over here, which we'll get to. We're going to learn the sugya well when we get up to it. How do you know she's part of zman grama, and how do you know she's chayiv when it's not zman grama? So the Gemara at one point wants to say, why don't we learn out from mitzvahs Talmud Torah that just like Talmud Torah is a loizman grama, and she's potter, so maybe she should be potter from all mitzvahs that say that are loizman grama. Look at the Gemara, like 5 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines from the bottom, where it says mitzvahs say. The last word in the line is mitzvahs say. Okay, mitzvahs say shalayz man grama noshim chayavas minolin. Mitzvahs say that are not. We're jumping in the middle of a sugya, obviously, but just to take out this one point, mitzvahs say shalayz man grama noshim chayavas minolin. How do we know that? To yolav mimoira. We learned that from Moira. By Moira aveim, it says ishimay baviv tira'u, which means she's chayiv. Tira'u means both men and women are chayiv. So we learn that out from everywhere else. Ma Moira, just like by Moira noshim chayavas. So the Gemara asks, maybe we should learn from Talmud Torah, because by Talmud Torah it's perfect timing. Oh, I gave a 5-minute summary for these guys. I gave a 5-minute summary for these guys. You didn't miss anything.
I'm done with that.
No, I'm saying you don't have to be there for that. What do you say? You're done with that?
Could have done with that.
Could have done with that. Oh, with that. Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
No, very basic. I just explained what we're talking about over here. Kovod, Moira, what the main chiddush came out from the. Yeah, but what we left off was, Rechem Vishal Perla learns that the svara to make you putter when you're married applies even to Moira, which is not like the Re'im said, and it's not like Izmashma in the Rashi in the Rambam and the Ran. So we wanted to know, is there a Rishon to debase himself on? Can we find a smach lidvarov in a Rishon? So that's what we're saying over here. So Gemara says, why are you going to learn out from Moira to say the Chayiv in Mitzvah Zeshul Ozman Gromba? Why not learn from Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, the Potter, and it's Loizman Gromba. So I should say, just like they're parted from Talmud Torah, and it's Loizman Grama, they should parted from all mitzvahs shel Loizman Grama. That was the Gemara's suggestion. So let's look at the bottom Tosfos. When they live from Talmud Torah, the Talmud Tosfos asks, Adarabo, the opposite, is from the Melech Mimoira, it's better to learn out from Moira Lechiyuv to make them Chayiv. Why would the Gemara suggest such a thing? Learn out from Talmud Torah to make them potter, when I have an option to learn out from Moira to make them chayiv. The Gemara says in Yavamas, "Kol eicha deika lekushe." Every time I have a choice to be makish, lekula or lechumra, lechumra makshina. We learn out lechumra. So what do you mean learn out from Talmud Torah to make them Pater? It's better to learn from Mara to make them Chayiv. That's the Yisoy, that's the Klal. The Klal is learn out L'chumro. Omer Aram, so it's a few Terutim and Taishas. Omer Aram, the Misfora, from the Talmud Torah, the Ikonim Tfeilim Eilif. It's a Sfora that it's better to learn out from Talmud Torah. Came in the Ashkecha and the Noshim, but Tura to Mitzi, Yekor, and the Chaviv, and the Talmud Torah, because if they're Pater from such a special dear mitzvah like Talmud Torah, dinu should be torn b'chol hashar shalosh man grama. Certainly should be butter from the other mitzvah shalosh man grama. So that's why it was better to learn from Talmud Torah. Oyd yechloimar tisfaru l'lemel of tfei mitalmud Torah b'mimayra. Another Torah. It's why the Gemara thought it would be better to learn out from Talmud Torah. The shiny av aim the hukish kavod l'kavod hamakoyim, because the av and the aim they're covered as hukish l'kavod hamakoyim. In the Mail of Shar Mitzvah Milan, maybe Avim is special because we're going to learn out the Drasha, Kabbalah Hashem, we're going to learn out the Drasha that their Kabbalah is connected to the Kabbalah of Hashem. So maybe that's already a very special mitzvah. Maybe we shouldn't learn out from there. So maybe that's why it's better to learn out from Talmud Torah. Now, this is the part I wanted. In Svar Limar Nail of Me Moira, the Gemara is saying you shouldn't learn out from Moira. Meaning it would be better to learn out from Talmud Torah to make a potter than to learn out from Moira to make a chayiv. The Moira nami lefamim de ein chayeves, because Moira also sometimes she's not chayiv. Heichadur shos acherim aleh, in a case where others were shos is upon her, which means she's married. Kedamina, like we said, and daf lamid insha in sivik v'yadalas, so she's not able to do it.
That's not like him.
Not like who?
No, because
Chavis
is
also. Huh? It's not like him.
No, he says
that
they are.
Lefamim.
I would say.
Because if she's not, if she's married, if she's divorced, then she's
only lefamim.
No, lefamim means when she's married.
When she's married.
Lefamim. Oh, I see.
Lefamim is when she's married.
When she's married.
Married.
So I understood from this line of Tosfos
when she's married
that it could be he's learning like that he's learning dafka like Ruach Hakodesh Perla. Why? Because if you learn like the other Rishonim that she's always chayiv in the midst of Moira, so she's always chayiv in the midst of Moira even when she's married, and it's only the midst of Kovah that she's putter from. So Tosis Lechoira hasn't answered the question. You should still why not learn out from Moira? He's trying to say it's weaker to learn out from Moira. He's trying to from Moira itself. Meaning you're right. Meaning if the whole thing that she's put when she's married is only covered, so still to learn out. We're looking for a place to learn out that she's chayiv in mitzvah say shelo man grama. So the last part of the is saying, well, the Gemara didn't want to learn out from Moira because it's weaker to learn out from Moira. Why is it weaker? Because she's not always chayiv in that. There are cases where she can be putter, like when she has a husband. Yeah, but if the mitzvah Moira itself, she's always chayiv, so still learn out from there. It's mashman taisus, I think. That the mitzvah Moira is also potter when she's married. You know what I'm saying? It could be room to argue that Toitz just meant since the kovod she's not chayiv when she's married, so that makes the whole mitzvah weaker. but if they're two distinct mitzvahs, like all the Moira mitzvahs say, right? Like he brought down over there, they are two distinct mitzvahs. So let the Gemara learn from Moira, because kovod sometimes she's not chayiv in. That's a reason not to learn from Moira. Two different mitzvahs. It's more mashma, I think, in this Teretz of Toysis that he held, even Moira, she's not chayiv when she's married. Yeah? That's what you said?
Yeah, the only thing is, I'm sad that Gemara was out of his way to choose Moira and not Kavod. Probably because I would think that Moira is always chayiv.
Yeah, but Toysis say not that way.
Why would Moira say Kavod?
No, but that's... That.
Well, all the more used to get never cover. Why more? Always cover. So it's cover. All the time.
Maybe because over there it's written explicitly, it's Tira'u. Tira'u. By covered it's more of a swara. The Gemara says a swara that since it's Arichas Yomim, so certainly she also deserves Arichas Yomim. The main drush, I don't know, but either way, I'm just saying, if Toysa's answer, you know what I'm saying? If you learn like him, it's much more geshmak, I think, Tosis' answer. So it could be Tosis really, at least that answer in Tosis. You know, obviously, different answers in Tosis are learning different mahalkim in the sugya. But the last answer could be mamish like him.
how would you learn it to otherwise? Why are you saying it's only possible?
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know, maybe somebody could say...
That he's
referring to the COVID estimate. Yeah, maybe someone could say, it just means that since the general mitzvahs of COVID Moira, which are always together, has a weakness in it, so better not to learn from there.
Although in the other
but times, I think it's more geshmak.
In the other times, they actually used the word kavod. I wrote that in the Gemara may have for tomorrow. They would have said, "Nomar."
Toys should have said it.
Mimore the kavod nami the chaim.
Toys himself should have said it
because he has. Yeah, look.
Yeah, it's the.
It is kavod. Yeah. Even though inside they talk about more. You mean like so the other? Actually, the first time.
Like the other Rishonim did, like Rashi did.
Right.
If he meant kavod, he should have said like right. Rashi.
Yeah, they actually used more, not kavod.
Okay. Yeah, I think so it's sure. I think it's very much mashma that way. I think it's very much mashma. But it's a gavaldik of fine because until now, you had him arguing with all the mishnayim. So at least, all right, fine. I have to go to a prison now. So you guys can go back there. Where are you up to in the Gemara? Lamed Aleph. You started Lamed Aleph already. You can shut this off.
You started with Amud Aleph already.
What?
What time is that?
9:00. You got the Amud Aleph and the Beit already?
Yeah. At the top.
Oh, yes.